We're parents, teachers, and educators. And like you, we're passionate about restoring our culture for Christ. This is Veritas Vox, the voice of classical Christian education.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Veritas Vox. Today I have Laurie with me to help host, and of course our guest is Jenny Lindstrom. Jenny Jenny, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Jenny has worked for Veritas for a long time as a family consultant, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. And she's going to tell us a bit about what our family consultants do. But before we do that, Jenny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So I'm a true Floridian.
That's why we get along so well.
That's right. You know, because Lori's from Miami. Yeah. I was born into a very large family. I have five older siblings. I'm the youngest of six. I went to parochial school for my entire life around... I have older parents. So my parents retired when I was 16. So we moved to Ocala, Florida, where I finished my schooling. I became an avid softball player. So I ended up playing softball. I was the top pitcher in the state of Florida. Played for the University of Florida.
Fast pitch.
Slow pitch. Back then it was slow pitch.
Okay.
Yes, but I was very accurate. That's the most important part, I guess. Getting that arch up, that's very important. Yep. So then I married my husband that we've been married 40 years. He was a nuke on submarines, and he had just joined the Navy. We had met in high school, but we didn't start dating till college. Moved to Chesapeake, Virginia, of course, where the Norfolk hub is for all the fast attack submarines. At that point we had our first child, Jonathan, who is now almost 39 years old, because we've been married 40 years. So my husband was gone. My family was in Florida. So, I wanted to be that stay-at-home mom with a child. That was very important to me. And I found out about Discovery Toys. So I know Lori and I have talked about Discovery Toys, and I had a marketing background. So I decided that I would, you know, have my enthusiasm about sharing these amazing educational toys. But I did it for 13 years. And wow. I was really one of the top sellers and recruiters in Discovery Toys. I earned 9 trips all over the world. So in all of that time, I think it educated me on, you know, child's brain development, and I wanted the best education for my children. I ended up having our 2 sons. We went found classical education around 6th grade for Jonathan. And so there's a local classical school called Stonebridge. They use the principal approach. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
A model school for the Foundation for American Christian Education. And I was asked by the owner of the company or the school to be their first admissions director. And so that's where I stepped into this role of admissions. And so I would say over 30 years, separate from Veritas, mm-hmm. I've worked in 4 different Christian schools, 2 classical, 2 non-classical. And I guess the last thing I would say is that we adopted 2 daughters from China in our when we were 41 and 42. So kind of starting all over again. In that time period, I did homeschooling for my now 33-year-old. We homeschooled for 7 years. I, you know, continue to do classical homeschooling education and didn't know about Veritas, unfortunately. But we found Veritas not until my daughters were going into 10th grade. We had taken them out of the largest Christian school, and they graduated from Veritas in 2021, which was a tremendous blessing that God brought us to Veritas before COVID.
And how did you find Veritas, Jenny? We've known each other for longer than that.
5 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Basically, my girls were going to a small homeschool program. It was called YMV, Young Musicians of Virginia. And so one of the moms in the office, I just had asked, you know, has anybody heard of any online? Because I needed more of an academic challenge than just the homeschool, because the girls needed the challenge. And somebody recommended Veritas and one other school. I wanted classical. And so that's when I made the call. I spoke to someone at the school, decided to step back into a role working for Veritas. So that's when I talked to Tricia Williams, and she invited me to Lancaster.
Yeah, I remember that trip.
Yes, I do. I remember meeting Bob and discussing me becoming an academic advisor. And I went through tremendous training with Michelle Langley. And I did that for a year. But on the side, I was doing these prospective calls coming in. And I felt like that was my niche. That is what I love, talking to these families, sharing my enthusiasm about classical education. And so here we are today. And then the two girls, they both applied to four colleges each. They're very different students. One's the overachiever. One is the hardworking student. Both graduated with 5.0s. And they both got full rides at every college they applied to. So one is at Hillsdale.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I think for me that has made one of the things that's been so helpful for, I think, families you work for is the background that you have and that your children came to us late, because we're finding that more and more often now that families are hearing about us, their children are in junior high or high school, and they're just, how in the world am I ever going to do this? And because you've done it, you know how it is to help a family walk through that process.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, we've started the idea of a family consultant only in 2022, maybe 2023. Mm-hmm. And that's a role that you have filled and filled well. Tell us what we how we use the term, what it means for you to be a family consultant.
So a family consultant is talking to, first off, prospective families that are looking for something of an education to homeschool. Either they're leaving public school, private school, or they're avid homeschoolers. They're either avid in already understanding classical education, but a lot of times my role is educating them from the very beginning. What is classical education? What is different about classical education versus if they were going to a brick and mortar school using a Becca or Bob Jones or, you know, other curriculums? What's the difference? And talking about the trivium and just basically educating. And then we go into our consultation. Servicing the part-time families, that would mean helping them enroll, helping them by creating an academic plan, which of course, me being an academic advisor for a year, that served me very well because I understood, you know, what was necessary either for the diploma program or the flexibility of a part-time student.
You're using some terms that I want to make sure we define.
Exactly.
One is a part-time student, and then you mentioned a diploma family. So let's define, tell us what you mean. I know, of course, but I want you to do it. What we mean by a part-time family.
So a part-time family is somebody who is either purchasing our curriculum, and they're using our curriculum, using our self-paced courses, taking live classes, but it could be one class, or even a part-time student could take five or six live classes. But the parent is actually not enrolling them in our fully accredited school. They're enrolling them in our classes. So the parent will then take the grade in which the child earns and put it on their homeschool report card or transcript. Now, if they, some families supplement. So they do a little bit of this over here. They're part of their co-op. And then they maybe supplement because mom doesn't want to teach math or science. And so she'll
Latin
supplement.
Or Latin or rhetoric.
Or Latin or logic or rhetoric, right. But there are a lot of people that come to us that don't understand, why do we take Latin? What is rhetoric? You know, there's a lot of educating. I feel like that's my role primarily, is educating and equipping parents to help them make their decision, empowering them. So what is the diploma program? That is our fully accredited school. And so I love it because I feel I see the huge benefits of a program like this, that, you know, there's three top accreditations in the United States. I've learned a lot over the 5 years. So MSA is one of the top accreditations. All the schools I work for.
Middle States Association.
Middle States.
And we are accredited, right?
That's right. And so most of them used ACSI, which is an average Christian. It's not a bad one, but if you want your child to go into the Naval Academy or Ivy League or State University, having on that transcript Middle States Association is huge. Right. So, but of course, there's requirements in the fully accredited diploma program. When you enroll, you pay a fee yearly, and then you are assigned an academic advisor. And then that advisor creates an academic plan all the way through 12th grade. So I know the comparison of, say, when I worked in a private school, even in high school, they would only do 1 year at a time when they did academic planning. So it's quite unusual to have a school that will plan and look at the college dual enrollment or customize. So, so with the diploma program, they're actually getting a physical transcript that is accredited that will go directly to the university from our institution. It is not a homeschool.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you said, Jenny, that I think is so true about Veritas is, and this has always been in my heart and where I think Marla and I have tried to lead things, is we look at each child as an individual. This is not a cookie cutter approach. We have all different ways that you can do Veritas, but even in our diploma program, you know, you take a family and you get them set up and you start their academic plan for them, helping them transition. But then each academic advisor is looking at that student as an individual and what's best for them. And so what, you know, is best for even your two girls, it was very different for them.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things I love about Veritas is
flexibility.
With size comes the ability to have flexibility. One of the things I hear the most from parents is, I can't believe all the options you have. Well, we're large enough now that we can offer lots of different things. So,
And when I go into a consultation, that's what I focus on, Lori, is the customization of a student that might be 2 or 3 years behind in math. Mm-hmm. How can we move them forward a little quicker?
Right.
To get caught up, or maybe their reading level isn't at a sixth grade reading level. So we might need to start them in a fourth grade reading level. And in a regular brick and mortar school, or even some of the other, I've looked into other online classical schools. The big difference is they put all children in a box. So all sixth graders, all eighth graders, all 10th graders are all in the same, you know, typical courses, unless they're advanced in math or below in math.
And that's not best for the student.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Now, Jenny, we have what are called family consultants and we have academic advisors. Mm-hmm. And with a family consultant, someone listening could go to our website or call our phone number to sign up for a consultation. And that's when they would meet someone like you or one of your peers, of which there are many now, many family consultants, to get started, to ask basic questions all the way up to getting enrolled. So talk to us a little bit about the process that somebody might do to start. And then talk about where the handoff and how the relationship between family consultants and academic advisors works and what academic advisors end up doing for the families as well.
Okay, I can do that. So when I receive a lead, we basically, someone that has an interest, they fill out a consult form and then, you know, we're randomly assigned.
And the consult forms are found on our website. VeritasPress.com.
Correct. Correct. So the first thing we typically do is send an email to them with our calendar because we're constantly booked. I talked to 13 families yesterday. So, you know, we're constantly, yes. So they will get on my calendar or they'll say, Jenny, your calendar is full. So I'll fit them in. So then when we meet with them, I think the beginning is asking the questions. My role is to ask a lot of questions, get to know who they are. Who are we going to talk about today? Where do you live? What is the background? Are they coming from public school, private school, or homeschooling? What curriculum did they use? What kind of student do you have? Are they competitive in sports? We need to get to take in that information so we can then go into the understanding of customizing. But I make sure that in every consultation, I explain you have choices. And there's two major options, part-time or full-time, which is I just explained to you. So I make sure that every family, before they get off the phone, they understand. But they may say, we want to just start part-time. We just want to try one live class. Yeah. So we go from there and we talk about the different curriculums and how that works. If they decide we're interested, we want a diploma plan. We want a transcript. We want our child to graduate because our best friends over here told us how wonderful Veritas is. So then what we do is then I put an academic plan together. So I ask them lots of questions. We talk about their math. If they need, we'll do a placement. But typically, we can look and see what they're actually currently doing, how well they're doing in that math. If they're in pre-algebra, I'll say, okay, are they a strong student? If they're doing, it doesn't matter if it's Saxon or Matthew C or Singapore. If they're ready for Algebra 1, then we'll put them in our Jacobs Classical Math. Typically, I have to explain what is classical math. So then we'll talk about that. Okay. So then what we do is I create the academic plan with the requirements that Veritas has, but customizing for that student. Mm-hmm. So for example, if they're not a strong reader and they read maybe two or three books, they might not be ready for Omnibus. So we have transition classes. Then we have the ferocious readers that a seventh grader going into Veritas could do the Omnibus because they're capable. So we want to set them up for success. We don't want them drowning.
And Omnibus, by the way, is our Great Books program. We'll throw that in
here. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay.
I call it our signature in Veritas. It makes us stand out. We're, we want our kids to be amazing readers. So I think it's important that the family understands what makes Veritas unique in this diploma program. Mm. One is that all our high school classes are mostly all honors with a high GPA of a 5.0. Most 99% do not understand that. Right. So we go through that and they understand, well, I know when I was growing up, an A was a 4.0. So looking at a transcript, like for example, Hillsdale got my daughter's transcript. They called Veritas. It ended up being the vice president of enrollment at Hillsdale. And he wanted to know what in the world this program was. And I told him I'd be happy to explain it. My daughter just graduated from there and he was looking at her transcript and said, I've never seen a transcript like this in the history of my career. And wow. So I said, why is that? How is that? I need the answer, but I wanted him to tell me. So so he said, we don't see 5.0s, are the parents teaching this? I said, sir, in the high school, we have these amazing teachers, 170 teachers, most all of them in the high school have masters and doctorates. So he's like, wow, this is mind blowing. And then, of course, they pride themselves on the Great Book. So we talked about Omnibus. And when I told him how many books they read, he's like, oh, well, what kind of book? So then I talked about Perlandra and, the picture of Dorian Gray. And he's just like completely blown away. So I tell parents, so giving these examples to parents. So in this consultation, they understand how unique Veritas is mm-hmm. compared to other choices out there. And so so once I finish what I'm doing, then the family will then pay their diploma fee. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when they pay the fee, I run that. And then we choose a academic advisor. We schedule an appointment. Yesterday, I scheduled an appointment within a few hours. And so it can be, it doesn't typically go that fast, but you can do within 24 to 48 hours. You can meet with an academic advisor. You want your student to be part of that. It's a live meeting in a classroom. And they usually spend about an hour and a half with their new advisors.
And the academic advisors, for language that people are familiar with, are a little bit like what we would have thought of as guidance counselors.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely. And most all of them have had their kids at Veritas. Not all, but most all. Oh. They're very seasoned. So they're very familiar, not just with the curriculum, but they're well-trained. And so they'll take the plan that I've created for the upcoming school year, and then they will then sit with them and work through all the way through 12th grade. Now we have four tracks. We have this associate track, the standard track, the honors track, and the highest honors. Of course, honors and highest honors, they need to come in at seventh grade because of the requirements of that. Basically, the associate track is very flexible. We have kids that are planning to major in engineering. And then there's kids that are, you know, more want to go to law school. They want to take rhetoric one, rhetoric two, senior thesis. That academic advisor is going to make a plan through 12th grade mm-hmm. and focus on what the interests are of the child. Yeah. So,
and it should be also said that not every seventh grader knows what they want to do or might change their mind. And the flexibility that you mentioned earlier is important to realize comes into play there.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they can start on one track and change to another track down the road. So, you know, it's better to start higher and then move down. And, you know, you can't start lower and then jump up to the honors track. So, but the academic advisor goes through all of that handholding. They're available for that family all year long. So if the family is struggling with the online new program of online schooling, balancing, you know, the amount of work and classes and so forth, the academic advisor can be very helpful to come alongside and encourage. If something changes in a child's schedule, like they're in a sport, and they need to change a class to a different section in time, the academic advisor will do that for them.
That's one of the things. I think I looked yesterday and Algebra 1, I think, has 21 sections this year. So when yes. say we have time and flexibility, I mean, this year we added an entire, what I call nighttime section for people that are on a different continent. And so yes. it's a whole different thing. Mm-hmm.
I think I've said this before, but my dream is to be able to or need to offer classes literally 24 hours a day
right.
To meet all the time zones. And of course, the Southern Hemisphere, many of the English speaking countries in the Southern Hemisphere
Australia,
start Australia, their yeah. school year in late mm-hmm. January or early February. And so the idea of having a separate school year start and end is also on the horizon, yeah. we think. And so that plays into mm-hmm. Really how you work. And do you have a busy time? Do you have a time that slows down? How does your workload? I think I know the answer to this too.
I think there used to be an ebb and flow. But now we have an amazing vice president of marketing that keeps us very busy bees 12 months out of the year. And so I wouldn't say I have a slow time, primarily because I'm up to 4,000 families that I've serviced, and either some have gone on to the diploma. I think I've enrolled about 1,200 students in diploma in 4 years. And so there's wow. still a lot of those part-time. I was having parents three last night bing me on my, you know, even 10 o'clock at night because they might be in California. Jenny, we want to enroll in diploma. Do you have time? Your calendar is full. So I'll just fit them in sometime today and we'll make it work.
Yeah, she'll show up at graduation and go, that's one of mine, that's one of mine. I just kind of laugh.
Yes. And the relationship building is the most important. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you what makes Veritas, what we have to talk about this. There's two major big things. Number one is the uniqueness of that classroom environment where you have this teacher who, you know, they don't just have, you know, high degrees. They have experience. They have passion for what they're teaching in that given subject. And that comes across in the classroom. So you have a teacher that's highly skilled, very excited about working with high school students, very seasoned. But then you have students in that class from all around the world. So that's one of my greatest joys. Yesterday, I've been working with a family for 4 years. They're in England. And so dad's a pastor. And so their oldest is graduating, actually, from Veritas. But they have 3 in diploma. The youngest one is not. So I, you know, she contacted me to talk about, okay, he's going into, I believe it was 7th grade. And we talked about an academic plan for the part-time student. And then they plan on doing the diploma for 9th grade. They're waiting just because they're over in England and it works for them.
Yeah, that's understandable. Well, one of the things I want to make sure people know too, and I know you deal with them, is that we're encouraging people to be full-time part of what we call the diploma program. In grammar school, though, we call it, I forget the term that we use. You might be able to help there. But we love the idea of students being full-time in what would be the diploma program in the 7th through 12th grade years, because it sets them up for success best. Right. And because it's kind of a seal of approval to make sure they're doing enough, not too much, but not too little. For the students. It's really a way of making sure that they're pacing their children in an effective way. And we love the ability to work with people in an accountable structure like that, even in the early grammar school years. Have you found that to be helpful?
Absolutely. And I have story after story after story, you know, of talking to some, you know, thousands of families that I have enrolled in the grammar school, even kindergarten. They'll go, a family who's never homeschooled. They don't have a clue, but this is what they felt God was calling them to do. For one reason or another, they're going to homeschool, but they want accountability. They want someone to handhold them. They want someone feedback. Direction.
The biggest thing to me is the feedback that they get. Because a lot of people don't realize it, but in grammar school, there's a lot more flexibility because we know moms want to teach their children and they might not want them online all day. And so you have the ability to teach your children and upload work that we give you feedback on. And so it's a little bit different in grammar school.
Absolutely. I think especially like there's the one family I've worked with for now 4 years, military mom, they moved to Japan. So I enrolled them with a kindergartner in the diploma program. And so they did the diploma program for, I believe, 1 year. But then when they got on this base over there, she left the diploma program and did another homeschool program. I won't mention it, but we're all familiar with it. And so they did the group thing for about 2 years. She reached back out to me. She goes, this is driving me crazy. It's not structured. I want my kids back in Veritas. So I'm putting 2 in the diploma program. So one came in kindergarten, one came in 2nd grade. And so we're friends on Facebook. So she's always reaching out to me, with just what the kids are up to, but they love the diploma program. They're working with Susan because Susan was their original, academic advisor, and they're just moving back to the United States this actual month. So it's very exciting to see, you know, those grammar school mamas that really appreciate the value that the diploma program brings to that structure, that wisdom that's coming through with that academic advisor. I also want to say I have had many families that come into Veritas, they didn't do a consult and enrolled their kids never having classical education, 6th grade, and either bought a package and got all 6th grade level curriculum and they put them in all these live classes, and then they're struggling.
Yeah.
So again,
that's where talking to you or one of your peers pays so much dividend, because families can avoid the frustration and difficulty from somebody who can guide them the whole way through. Yeah. Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
We are so excited about what you and your team have added to what we're doing, and it's great to visit with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Folks, thanks for joining us on this episode of Veritas Vox. Hope to see you next time.